Welcome to the Up to the Challenge podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Azisu back again, and this is East Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something. Movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 22. Today we'll be talking about Three Identical Strangers and Green Street Hooligans. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Before we get into it, I want to thank everyone that's been listening to my last three episodes. I've kind of been on a little rampage. Nice. Bust out three MacNez podcasts for you. Also got another one that will be dropping after this. So, yeah, so everyone, Stay tuned. Thank you so much. And East Society's coming. We're just trying to figure out when we can do it. But up to the challenge. We haven't done that in a while. We kind of took a long break, but we're back. So, I'll kick it off because I'm sure we'll go into more with
Sure.
Well, before we go, we got a special guest this episode. I want to thank her for all her hard work this year, and I'm so proud of her. And we got Jade with us.
Hi, guys. How are you? I mean, that's a rhetorical question, but yeah, I'm good.
Well, how was school?
It was amazing. My first year was pretty awesome. I loved everything about it.
Was it hot down there?
Yes, and I loved it.
Yeah, now she's back on the coast, and it's in the gray, and it's actually pretty cold right now.
I haven't, since, I hadn't worn a jacket in like a few months, and then I came back here, and I was like, it's freaking cold, like, I don't like this, like, I've grown accustomed to this, like, nice weather and everything, like, I felt spoiled, like, yeah.
We're under the gray.
Well, I think no sun was out today over here, but we got rain and everything. So, but right on. I'm glad you're home and just relax until it's time to go back and do it all over again.
I know. Till August.
What was, I don't want to say the toughest thing, but I mean, or well, I guess that's the only way. What was tough about going away from home and just being in a new place you've never been?
Oh my gosh, there could be so many answers to that. The first immediate thing that popped into my head was just the fact of how far away I am. Everyone I knew, they lived pretty close. So Merced is in, we call it the heart of California because it's basically in the center of Cali. And, you know, where we live, it's about 7 hours away. And everyone else I knew, they lived in like the Bay or LA or like an hour away from Merced. And so me being far away and everyone's like, oh, I miss my parents. And I'm like, honey, you can drive like tonight and find your parents. Like, I got to take like a whole day to get to my dad. Like, I don't know. It was just, it took me a bit to kind of get used to being far away from home, but also like the actual independence that comes with college, you know, like living by yourself. Well, not like living with other people as well in a dorm and like having these classes that you have to wake up by yourself for. You don't have anyone to drive you like dad did for me for a bunch of years. Like I had to like, you know, find the independence and bus schedules and getting around town and going out and meeting people. Just all these new experiences that were really fun and scary at first, but now I'm like all into it and I love it and it's awesome.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you went down there and just experienced life away from daddy and mommy.
That's what everyone wanted. That's what everyone was honestly excited for. Everyone's like, oh, she's going to get time away from her dad. And I'm like,
yeah, that's what Sherry was all about. She's like, don't look at where she is on the Fine Friends. I was like, I got to know she's a little safe. I got better at not checking as much, but I got to tell you the first couple of days. I was around Sherry, too, and she's like, don't.
I can account for that. I remember the first few weeks whenever, aw, did I hear?
Yeah.
I heard a tiny child. I remember the first few weeks of college. Whenever I go out, I got more kind of lenient about it, but those first few weeks, yeah, whenever I went out, Like, either I would tell him or he would check and he'd be like, where are you?
Have fun. Be safe.
Yeah, you know that.
I turned it into my motto for East Society.
I hear it every time. Anyway, yeah, so it's just like that whole, like, daddy guard thing throughout the year. And
yeah.
I love him, though. You're great.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you went down there and had a good time. Get doing all your studies. That's good, man. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I think I had a good balance. I think I had a good balance of studying and friends and fun and, you know, occasional parties and yeah.
Leave the boys alone.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to answer that if your dad's right there.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Did you leave the boys alone or did they leave you alone? All right, I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So we're just going to leave it at that.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I think I just heard Daniel.
Yeah, he's...
He there for you?
He's crawling around.
Aw, shout out. I love him. He's cute.
He's about to walk. He's starting to take his first steps.
No, stay like a tiny baby.
he's beyond all that. So.
Yeah. Sweet baby.
Then he'll be grown up like me.
Yep, he'll be off to school in no time. Hold on, where's Eric? How come he's not watching him? I can't pay attention to him.
Oh, man.
I can't do two things. Yeah. This is too much.
Well, all right. Well, Jade, we're going to put you on the spot again. Think of some challenges for us. We'll do a double dose for next episode.
At the end of the episode.
Yeah,
okay. So I'll think of some stuff.
Give you time for us to watch.
I'll think of some really angsty teenage thing you get to watch.
Yeah, we'll just make sure it's on one of these streaming things. But
Yeah.
All right. I am going to kick it off with my challenge. The Zisu challenged me to... a documentary which came out early last year, in January 19th. It hit Sundance January 19th and then came here to America June 29th of 2018. And this is Three Identical Strangers. Three brothers were born to a teenage single mother on July 12th, 1961. They were actually quadruplets. The fourth, that's it. But I don't want to spoil it just yet. But I'm spoiling this, everyone. So it's still a good watch because
it's hard not to talk about it.
Yeah, but
you really can't almost say anything about it without spoiling it.
I had heard about this. I haven't seen it, so I mean, I knew what it was about and everything. So it was nothing new to me, but. It was very interesting. You got these three young boys. One of them goes off to college. I don't know who was older and who wasn't. I mean, I don't know what time they were born or who was first, who was second, and who was last. So, but this one guy goes to school. He gets to college. This is all in New York or somewhere on the East Coast. And one of them's like, he gets to college first day. But then all these people start coming up to him like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Glad to see you again. And he's like, OK, well, maybe these people are just really friendly on the first day of school. So he's like, girls coming up to him, kissing him on the lips. Oh, glad you're back. And people start calling him Eric. And he's like, OK, that's not my name, but all right. And then this one dude runs up to him. Hey, man, what's up, dude? I'm glad you're back, man. I didn't know you were coming back. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, my name is, I can't remember their names. Let me see. Edward, David, and Robert. So I think it was David was the one that was going to school. And Eddie, I think I said Eric. Everyone was calling him Eddie. And he was like, he was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And he goes, dude, you look just like. My friend Eddie, and he's like, hey, you need to come with me. And he goes, okay. So he goes to a payphone. Payphones are those nice little square boxes used to get into to make phone calls, telephone booth. I don't have those anymore. So he gets in, and then his buddy calls, hey, Eddie, man, you gotta talk to this guy, man. He looks just like you. I thought it was you. And he starts talking to each other and is like, where are you from? And what were you born on? What did I say? Were you born on July 12th? And they're like, yeah. And then they end up jumping in the car, driving however many miles it was to get to Eddie's house. And then they see each other for the first time. And at this time, they realize that they are brothers, because these guys, like in the title, three identical strangers. They like just like each other. You can see the difference between them as the documentary goes on. But then there's a story. The news gets hold of the story. There's pictures of these two twins. And this third guy, I believe his name was Robert, he sees it and he's like, whoa. And then he gets a hold of them. Dude, I think you guys are my brothers. And all of them get hooked up together. And now they're just like buddies. And they're doing the talk show circuit, like on Donahue. And they're in movies. The three of them had a little cameo in Madonna's Desperately Seeking Susan. I actually had to go back and watch that movie to see that scene showed. So,
right.
But it was cool, man. I mean, I liked it. I mean, you brought these three brothers together. And then later on, we find out that they want to know why they were separated. Because usually when it comes to adopting kids, they try to keep brothers and sisters together. But so they're still not sure. They actually reach out to the mom and they find out the mom was just young and partying and all that. And they kind of keep in touch with her, but not really. So then their parents are kind of like, really like, what's going on? Why'd they do this to you guys? And then they kind of had this meeting with the orphanage of where they were. And they're kind of like, well, no, it's just, we're trying to get, it's hard for people to take three kids all at once. So we had to split them up, basically gave them the runaround. This is what they did. But the parents weren't buying it. One of the parents went back because I guess he forgot his umbrella. So he goes back and he hears the people in the orphanage talking. He says they're breaking open a bottle of champagne. Like, oh, man, we dodged that bullet. And they're like, they're still trying to figure out what's going on. So later on, they figure out that these three young guys, these three kids, these three babies were put through an experiment. I mean, nothing done to them, but they wanted to see how they would grow up in society, right. Not knowing that they had brothers and with totally different families. I mean, it's cool that they found each other, but it was really weird. There was some kind of conspiracy going on with this orphanage. It was crazy, man. It kind of made me mad. Like,
yeah,
do they, this was back what they were born in 61. So, I mean, this is like crazy stuff. I mean, like what Hitler was doing with trying to make superhuman beings. They weren't trying to make superhuman beings or anything, but they were just, it was an experiment. They took, obviously the mom didn't want the boys, so that's why she gave them up. And I don't know who came to them and started this, the science experiment to let's break them up. And it was just weird. And then it just kind of, the three of them were together like all the time. They hooked up with each other and they were in each other's families. They all got married and some of them had kids, but it was kind of, they even went into business together. They owned a restaurant in New York. I don't know if it's still there, but it sounded like it was a happy story and everything. Cause once these three brothers got together, but then once they realized that there was some kind of experiment going on with them is when, you would notice things started. One of the brothers was starting to, I guess, not be around as much. And I mean, like I said, I'm going to spoil this.
There's no way other what you've been to do that.
One of the brothers actually killed himself because I mean, I kind of put that together. I mean, when I was listening to this on
when
another
show, you didn't
show,
see him too, right?
Yeah, they didn't say that one of the brothers died, but I figured that because they were only showing two brothers. Now they were much older, so I assume this was 2017 when they made this. So they kept just showing those two, and I was always wondering, well, where's the other dude? And I figured, well, maybe an accident. Maybe it was either an accident and something happened to him, or he killed himself. And it turned out he had killed himself. He was suffering from depression and everything. I mean, it probably wasn't because of how he was raised. And it seemed like the three families that they were brought up in that were all cool, man. They were all just working class people. But I think one of them was rich. I remember that. And the other two were just like middle class people and everything. But I mean, it was cool. I mean, it started off happy, then it got weird, and then the ending is when it got sad. But the two brothers, I mean, of course, they're going to keep in contact with each other, but it was just kind of a sad story to see what happened to the third brother. I can't remember. I believe it was Robert was the one that killed himself. And I could be wrong. I don't know if you guys look into it, but it was like, oh, man. I mean, it started, like I said, it started out real happy. I was sitting there watching it.
Boy, can you say something to the people?
Yeah. Night.
He's just smelling the microphone. So,
sweet baby.
So, I mean, it was just, it was weird on how it happened.
Good night.
Night.
All right. That's Eric. That's Daniel, everybody. I mean, so, but yeah, man, it just kind of bummed me out at the end. I mean, but it did bring you up a little when the two brothers were like, yeah, man, they love their brother and we miss him and everything. And they wish he could still be here. And I don't know. It's kind of like, it was like 3 a.m. when this was over. I started it like really late. So I was kind of like, I was all bummed out when I went to bed, but. Overall, man, this was really good. I basically told you the whole story, but I left a lot out. There's still a lot to this documentary on how these guys grew up together, and more of they go into more explanation of this scientific project that they were a part of. So I mean, it was weird, man. It just got real crazy, and then it makes you think like. They're doing this in the 60s and they probably would have kept it under wraps if that one of the guy's fathers didn't go back or forget his umbrella. But I assume that was for a reason to find out that they did it, because they did go back and trying to find out what was going on. All those people were like, I don't know what you're talking about. But in the documentary, one of them does come forward and explains what they were trying to do. So, yeah, this is definitely something you guys should check out. It's streaming on Hulu right now. And that was Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah. The main reason I challenged you to this was because I was looking for a documentary, and I say that in the intro, and we hadn't done one yet. So I was glad to be able to challenge you to this one. Just, I thought it hit that turn where you thought it was just about the brothers, and then it becomes so much deeper, this almost like Illuminati-like society. And it's like, what the hell's going on? But the big question I had for you coming out of it was, do you remember hearing any of this in the 80s? Obviously, I was, you know, too young, definitely at the time, even when they did Desperately Seeking Susan. I was only like 6 or something like that. So it obviously would have went over my head, the story. But do you remember hearing about this, like in the tabloids or anything?
Nah, I don't. I just recently heard about this. I mean, mainly because of this documentary, but yeah, I didn't even know any of this was happening, and it still kind of spooks me out. Is this still happening?
Right. And if it is, you know, they've like, they're more sophisticated about it. They know how to hide their tracks better. It can get a little spooky when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about, and a lot of stuff that's being kept under wraps, dealing with science projects or just secret government projects, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. Some people, none of that's happening. There's too much stuff that comes out, accidentally comes out, or people that come forward and say, yeah, I was a part of this. But they do try to shut everybody up when these things are happening. So, but. It was weird. It's unfortunate that these guys had to go through what they went through by losing a brother. And just, I mean, like I said, it was real happy in the beginning. Then it got weird and then it got sad. But I mean, overall, man, those, the two brothers that are still alive, man, they're living the best life they could live. And I'm glad that this documentary is out, and whoever made it, I'm glad that they brought this story for everyone to see.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Ready to move on?
Yep. What do you got?
Come on, let's get out of here. What? There's 20 guys. You've done wrong. Not when you're with us. You stand your ground and fight.
Fight? I don't know how to fight.
Just fight to someone you hate. Come on, man.
All right. Nez here challenged me to Green Street Hooligans, originally titled Hooligans, from 2005. Described as crime, drama, and even sport. Also described as a wrongfully expelled Harvard undergrad moves to London, where he's introduced to the violent underworld of football hooliganism. This was streaming for free on YouTube, so pretty cool. Like Nez said at the end of last episode, it had been up there for a while, so it should stay up there for a while if you're interested in checking it out. The stars: Elijah Wood, Charlie Hunnam, Claire Forlani, directed by Lexi Alexander. And yeah, I thought this movie was awesome. I really liked it. I can't believe I really hadn't heard about it, which is shocking to me. This is something I'd totally be interested in, and this went completely under the radar for me. I actually loved the, you know, what we call soccer in the U.S. Obviously, they call football in a lot of other places in the world. And I've always kind of appreciated it. I keep up with it when I can, especially when the U.S. is in the World Cup. They didn't make it this last time, but I still usually keep up with the World Cup. That's usually my biggest soccer slash football time. It's a little harder to keep up with the other leagues. I know they got the Premier League in London, Spanish La Liga, and German Bundesliga. So I appreciate it for what it is, but yeah, I don't get to keep up with soccer that much. They have a minor league soccer team in Reno that I got to visit for the first time last summer, and man, was that a lot of fun. Like they have this whole like cheering section that the whole game, from start to finish, they're just singing songs nonstop, and the crowd is moving and dancing and jumping. It's really fun. So if you're in that area, or you have a minor league soccer team, or even an MLS soccer team, I highly recommend going to check it out. You'll have a lot of fun, especially if you go in the section where they're dancing and jumping and singing. It's really fun. But yeah, this movie itself, I thought it was really cool. Elijah Wood's the main character. And yeah, like I said, he's wrongfully expelled from Harvard and decides to visit his sister in, it is London, right?
Yeah.
Or England. Yeah. And I wanted to make sure it wasn't like Scotland. But yeah, he visits her over there, and yeah, he immediately like kind of falls into the street culture. A young Charlie Hunnam, this had to have been one of the first things he did, considering it was 2005. It was before Sons of Anarchy and everything. And yeah, it just has that the street hooligan ways, but even beyond that, it's just like loyalty to club. To your football club, and you know, almost building your life around that, and that's like represents who you are. And like so many of these, you know, they don't even identify themselves as gangs. They're gang like, but you know, they're clubs. I can't remember the exact word. Do you remember what they like called themselves? It was like there was an exact word.
They were called the Firms.
Yes, that's right, Firms. Yeah, and you know, it was like. They described how, you know, they worked, and usually it's like, you know, really good firm, really bad football, but then you'll have a really good football team, but a really bad firm for it. So, but yeah, it was just cool to see that the culture and how, you know, how much they you know, involved their lives on this. And then, like I was just saying, like what I experienced here on the minor league level for Reno, you see that here. Like they walk through the town, it's game day, they're hanging out in the pubs. And, you know, when it's game time, they're walking to the stadium and they're singing songs the whole way and whatnot. But beyond that, there is a deeper story just about Elijah Wood kind of finding his place, finding out who he is, you know, and whatnot, what kind of person he is. And then there's the fighting aspect to it, and that kind of awakens something in him. I don't know how far we want to get into much more we want to get into specific details, but I really liked it from start to finish, and I'd probably rank this second of our Up to the Challenges, only to Class of 84. That's number one for me. I loved that film.
This movie is awesome. Courtney, a friend of the show, Courtney, you heard him on our the Skywalker
Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that deal. He popped in for a little bit. He brought this to work one day and we watched it. And I was like, have you heard of this? I was like, no, I knew Elijah Wood. I didn't know who Charlie Hunnam was at the time. So I was like, okay, whatever. So we threw it in and man, I loved it. I mean, it starts off, Elijah Wood is in Harvard and he's getting kicked out of school because one of the rich kids is a cokehead. And I guess they kind of just ransacked the room and they find cocaine in Elijah Wood. His name was Matt. They find it in his stuff and he just kind of took the fall because this rich guy, I can't remember, Jeremy Van Holden. I just don't even like that name. But
yeah,
so
you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, because even when Matt's telling Charlie Hunnam's character, which his name is Pete, and he's like, man, he goes, that name just sounds dumb. So
yeah,
sounds like a wanker or whatever he called him. There was a lot of English slang in this. I had seen it enough to where enough movies with the slang they use that I get all the terms and everything. So but that's what I like about these films that they do over there. I mean, I especially like it when you watch it and like, what are they talking about? But I mean, I've seen so many different English films where they do use the slang. I mean, I love it. I mean, I've had friends over there that, I'll ask, what did he say? And then, they go, oh, it's this. And it means this.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So, but it was cool, man. I mean, I really liked it. So Elijah Wood he gets expelled from school and, he was going to school for, journalism and, He just like, you know what, I need to do something. Let me go visit my sister. So he goes to London to meet her. And this is when he meets her family. And this is actually Charlie Hunnam's character is his sister's brother-in-law because she is married to this guy named Steve Dunham. And so they find out they're brothers and they're kind of like, you know what? Hey, why don't you hang out with Matt? And take him to the soccer or the football match because over there they said and don't call it soccer. And, so, I mean, that's true, though, because my buddy, he was saying that, too, because he was always talking about football. And I was like, what do you mean football? Like, it's American football? He goes, no, man. He goes, that's what you Yanks call it. He used to call me that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, first of all, I'm not a Yank. And but I mean, that's how he was saying, he goes, no, you guys call it soccer. We call it football. So I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever. I mean, you learn something every day. So, that's what they called it over there. And it's real. Like you can't say soccer over there. I mean, you could probably say it if you know someone over there, but if you're around amongst strangers, especially if you go to a match and you open your mouth, they hear some American say calling it soccer, man, you might get
kick the soccer ball.
You might get beat up by these guys, man. I mean, and these guys were rough and tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was awesome, man. I mean, I loved all the fighting, but I mean, the whole story behind it all was good. I mean, and they were these guys in their firm, in Pete's firm, and they were just his buddies that he had known forever growing up with them, and they were down for each other. And that's what I thought was cool. I mean, Because for myself, growing up in Oakland, man, I had like a handful of buddies that I knew that were down for me, like these guys were. I mean, we've gotten into many fights we didn't have firms there. they called us a gang just because there was more than five of us together, a bunch of Indian guys riding skateboards and long hair. That they just assumed we were a gang. Nah, we weren't a gang. We didn't have time for all that. But, man, we were down for each other because if someone started something with us, man, we were just instantly in there. I mean, there was a couple of my buddies that were too scared, but my buddy D and Mike and everyone else, man, they were all down if we had to throw down like these guys. Because when they got into that first brawl, that was probably my favorite fight in the whole film. They go to a football match. I would have got beat up right there.
There you go.
So,
and he kept doing it. Elijah Wood kept doing it, especially early on. He kept saying soccer.
Because they left, and then they knew some stuff was going to go down because they had started some stuff inside the stadium. So, I mean, especially like these things, man, especially when other firms meet up. I mean, of course, man, there's always going to be some kind of brawling going on.
I mean, there's it's like Broncos and Raiders fans.
There's other films with kind of almost the same premise of this with dealing with football, European football is what they call it. I mean, there's other stuff going on in other films. I mean, there's another one. There's more. The story went on with Green Street Hooligans, but I didn't really care for them. I mean, I think there was two more movies after this.
Straight to DVD types.
Yeah, they weren't all that. But in that first fight, man, they're telling Matt, hey, look, man, why don't you just go home and because we might be getting into some stuff. So they do that, and it was kind of like a decoy or something. That's the way it seemed. When Matt's running off, he gets chased by these guys from another firm, and they catch him, and they find out that he's American. They're like, he's a bloody Yank, and then he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a tourist, and they're like getting ready to just give him the business. The thing I liked about this scene was, I think they called it a Chelsea grin. He goes, you ever had a Chelsea grin? He goes, no, let me give you a proper souvenir. You ever heard of a Chelsea grin? And he's like, what? And he goes, do you take American Express? So they didn't show what happened, but I assume he was going to get knocked in the face, but they stuck, one of the guys stuck a credit card in Elijah Wood's mouth. Oh, so yeah. I assume maybe they were going to punch him and he was going to cut his mouth. Or I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of. Even if they punched it and it went straight in. I mean, either way, his mouth was going to get cut. But before they could do that, Pete and all his gang, they show up, his gang, his firm, all his buddies, they show up. And we don't leave our mates behind. And then they just start fighting. And then they chase off the guys, and then they're like, oh, man, let's go. And then they try to leave, but then one of the dudes comes and busts their windshield. But this fight was awesome. And I really love this, man, because this is how we were, man. Even if we knew we were going to get beat because there was more guys, man, we still stood our ground. And that's what they were saying in this, because when they chase that one guy and they come around the corner and there's like 20 other dudes there, and there's only like, I think, about seven of them. And they're standing there in this alley, and Elijah was like, there's 20 of them. Come on, let's get out of here. And Pete's like, nah, because his buddies were like, yeah, man, they're already ready and raring to go. I mean, they're just like, come on, guys. And then Pete's like, no, he goes, you don't run, not whether you're with us. He goes, you stand your ground and fight. And they were like, and they just, come on. And then they just like Braveheart. These guys just ran at each other and just started throwing fists. Oh, man, I thought that was glorious, man. It took me back to the days, my young days of brawling in the streets and everything with other guys, man. But I mean, I wasn't proud of that, but I mean, we were the type of guys that didn't go looking for trouble. I mean, right. Trouble came and found us. And a lot of the times it was over girls. We would go somewhere this is back in the day when they had arcades, and we would go there and some girl, hey, come up. We don't know you guys. We start talking to them, and their boyfriends or whoever don't like us, like these Indian guys with long hair and skateboards and Metallica T-shirts on. And they come up to us and start stuffing, man. We gotta represent. Show them we ain't no punk. And we end up fighting. And that's what I liked about these guys, man. He had a crew that was down for him. They were all down for each other, no matter what the odds were. And that's not just what this movie was about, but I mean, it was one of the things in it. I mean, there's other parts to the story, but I mean, that's what I loved about it. I just loved it. He had all these friends that were down for each other, no matter what. And like, if, hey man, I need you, come. And then the whole crew would show up, and they, if they throw down, they have to throw down. But there was more to the story of what was going on between Elijah Wood and Charlie Hunnam's characters, as well as what's her name, Claire Verlani, I think that's her last name. She was actually Elijah Wood's sister in the film, and Charlie Hunnam's brother was played by Mark Warren, and he was his brother Steve Dunham. There's other stuff to more to their story. As well as others dealing with another kind of a side plot to of the battle of the firms and everything. So, but I mean, I thought this movie was amazing. I wish, I don't even think it was in the theater, but I picked it up on DVD. It's not on Blu-ray. I already have it, but I mean, I think this movie is amazing, and I loved it. I watched it. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I don't know how I hadn't heard of it. Maybe I did, but I just like ignored it or something like that. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, you got anything else about it?
Just that the only thing, and don't get me wrong, I get it, I understand. But, and maybe you agree with me, maybe you wouldn't. For the climactic fight, they kind of slow it down and they go slow song for it. I get it, but I think it would have been cool if they would have like just raged for it, you know? It would have been a little harder, but I get it.
I thought it fit the scene.
Yeah.
Because if you go all to the other fights before this final battle, I mean, the music is just super fast. But I mean, this one, the very ending, I mean, we won't tell you what happens, but there's the fight going on, and it just kind of goes to slow-mo, and this slow-tempoed song comes on. And
yeah, real slow.
I thought it fit the scene. I mean, I thought it really good. I mean, yeah, I understand what you're talking about, because my first watch, I'm like, why are you playing this slow song to a big fight at the end of the film? But I get what the director was trying to do. So, I mean, I've seen this numerous times. So, I mean, I really get it. I don't even know what song that was, but I liked it. But again, like I said, when I first seen it, I didn't think it fit. But after numerous viewings of watching this film, man, I totally dig the director's choice for whatever song that was. And it fit that scene.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Solid film. Great challenge. Loved it.
Yeah. That's streaming on YouTube. If you don't want to search for it, just go to our Facebook page. I put it on there. Just scroll down in the comment section and it's there. But there's a few different versions on there. I mean, it's the same film, but there's some that are broke up into like 6-7 parts. I don't like those ones, but this one, it's a good copy, and it's all one. There's no click into another video or anything. Was there any ads in it? I don't remember.
No, not at all. And that was cool. Okay. So I appreciated that.
Yeah. So there's some videos where it's like every few minutes, ad, but this one has no ads in it. So, but yeah, check out Green Street Hooligan, streaming on YouTube, or you can find it elsewhere. And Three Identical Strangers streaming on Hulu.
So yes.
All
right. Ready for the next challenge?
Yes. And let me see. Have you seen Assassination Nation?
No, I haven't.
It came out last year.
No.
It's streaming on Hulu. So
cool.
It's been on there a while. So I don't know. I think you better
All right, better get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got early shift tomorrow, but after that, I got a couple days free, so
yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah, Assassination Nation streaming on Hulu.
Cool. Hopefully you haven't seen this one, the challenge I've got for you. Have you heard of the film Beyond the Reach, starring Michael Douglas? Don't look too much into it.
I'm sorry, I had my mic off. I need to see the poster. Beyond the Reach, is that what you said?
Yeah, this is streaming on HBO.
Beyond the Reach.
It's a most dangerous game type film.
I've seen this.
Okay.
Someone brought it to work, and I remember this. Yeah.
All right. How about the new Wu-Tang documentary?
I've seen it already.
Okay. You might have to edit this.
It's all right, man.
Dig deeper. Well, while I do that, why don't we have Jade present challenges while I find the next one?
Okay. Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Have you seen Unicorn Store on Netflix?
Unicorn Store?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I was actually looking at that today.
Yes! Okay, so it's directed by Brie Larson, the chick who played Captain Marvel.
Yeah, isn't Nick Fury in that as well?
Yep. They're both in it. It's hella cool.
All right. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about. I want to see it. And I know nothing about it.
Good.
How about Confidence? Have you seen that?
I just watched that.
Confidence?
Edward Burns, Rachel Weisz, Dustin Hoffman.
I've seen that.
Paul Giamatti?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that was a little bit of a reach. Let me try to go a little deeper while Jade presents the next one. What else you got, Jade, for me?
For you? I think it's actually another, I'm not 100% clear on this, but I think it's another Studio Ghibli film, which is cool.
Okay.
I got to check on it though, so don't quote me. But it's called Mary and the Witch's Flower. And both these films are on Netflix, by the way. Yeah. So, and I don't want to tell you anything. It's really cute and a good film.
Yeah. If I haven't heard of it,
What was it called?
Mary and the Witch's Flower.
I never even heard of that.
There we go. All right. Digging deep. Have you seen the documentary about where I'm at right now, Murder Mountain?
Yes, you talked about it.
I know I talked about it, but have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it after you had talked about it.
Okay. Here, I got a brand new one. I'd be shocked if you've seen it. Wine Country with Amy Poehler.
I did see that.
Damn it!
it's like right in the beginning of Hulu, Netflix, whatever one of those ones.
It just came out!
I know. I mean, I love all those girls that are in it. Basically, like, pretty much all of the Saturday Night Live chicks.
All right. Incredibles 2.
I didn't like it. I seen it.
Man, yeah, I need, you know what, I'm going to find something, but going forward, I need to, I once had a list for this, and I need to replenish the list. Yeah, he's seen it.
Yeah, I saw that a long time ago.
Yeah. How about the Highwaymen?
I've seen it.
Damn it.
Everybody was talking about that one, and even Courtney goes, "Have you seen this?" And I watched it one day. It was awesome. I liked it.
All right. Yeah, that's one I've had sitting on the queue since it came out, and I haven't seen it. All right. How about? Oh man, I'm digging deep here. We're gonna get there.
What are you on? Are you on Netflix?
No, I'm getting off that now. That okay. Didn't find me anything good. How about? No, that's no good. That's no good.
Start spelling. Just start saying things.
Yeah.
You're saying
nothing. Right. Well. Okay. We're gonna go over here. Okay. How about?
What do you want?
Yeah, we're gonna start saying things. I've gone from thing to thing to thing. So. Now I'm over on HBO. How about what's featured? The case against Adnan Syed.
Sounds familiar.
It's the story of Serial, but it's in documentary form, and it picks up after Serial. It still lays down the facts, but after Serial brought the attention to the Adnan Syed case,
Is this a documentary or is it a movie or like a show?
It's a 4-part documentary, but how about we just talk about the first part?
Yeah,
first part.
I'd seen this.
Dude!
Well, dude, once we got HBO, man, I'm trying to get everything in before we can't watch anything anymore.
How about that one that I talked about, The Inventor, Out for Blood in Silicon Valley?
What is that on?
HBO.
What is it called?
The Inventor. Out for Blood in Silicon Valley.
Dude, that sounds familiar.
We talked about it on the show, but when Brian was on.
Yeah, I did see this. I actually saw it at work.
Oh, there's another one. It was like damn, it got buried. This was actually one I really wanted to. I hope you haven't seen it because I might have found the perfect one. If I can find the name of it, damn it. I'm like scrolling hard here. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Now I remember the name. Make sure it's there. United Skates.
What is it? Is that the ice skating one?
No. Roller skating.
No, I haven't seen this. Yeah, this looks cool.
Yes! And that's cool because that's actually, it was on my list to before. So I'm glad I finally stumbled upon it when it was like my 10th pick here for you.
United Skates and Assassination Nation.
Yep. And then from Jade, we got
Unicorn what?
Store.
Unicorn Store.
And
Mary and the Witch's Flower.
All right. Yeah, we'll get on that. Like I said, I got the next few days.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got that one because those anime ones are tough. tough watches for me to get through if they're not killing and all that in it.
Right.
But yeah.
All right.
Did you see Wine Country?
No.
It's funny, dude. Check it out.
I will, for sure.
All right, everyone. I forgot what I was going to say, but yeah, those are our challenges. Unicorn Store and United Skate. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that documentary on HBO. Unicorn Store is on Netflix. It's actually a Netflix original. So I don't really know much about it. I just seen it, you know, when you click into Netflix and it says it. Oh, I was like, whoa, Captain Marvel and Nick Fury. So was this after that or before? Do you know?
It was like right after it came out.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Yeah. It was something I wanted to see. I'm glad I didn't really dig into it or watch it yet. So right on. Good challenge. And United Skate. I love roller skating. Can you roller skate? Either of you?
Yeah. And I think you'll really dig this one. I watched it and I think you'll really appreciate it. So
yeah, cool. I haven't roller skated in years, but I can as well as ice skating. I think the last time I ice skated was, geez, Kyle was a little guy and that almost like broke my back.
Right.
Cause I was holding him up and going around and I was like, oh, my back was killing me, but
no doubt.
It was fun. I mean, that was the last time I put the ice skates on. Roller skates, I couldn't even tell you when the last time I put those on. But all right, cool, everyone.
Yep.
We got our challenges set, and thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
What else you got for them?
Just that we got a new E-Society on deck. Going to talk the new Aladdin. What else we got on deck for that? Oh, yeah, Thrones. We got Thrones talk, so yeah.
John Wick 3,
that's right.
That Superman, bad Superman one.
Brightburn.
Yeah, we're going to have all that and a bunch of other stuff. Some WWE, Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
And yeah, because that pissed me off. But yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it when we can, everyone. But thank you so much for listening. Do check out all the other things on the network here and check out all our stuff on Anchor. We got a ton of shows. Zisu's been really going for it with NBA the NBA check-in. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot more because the Warriors are going to the finals.
Yeah, fifth year in a row. So, dynasty status.
It's gonna be awesome to do that. And hopefully the Warriors pull it out. And then we'll probably be coming live from the parade.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but after this season, everyone, I'm jumping off because I can't root for San Francisco team. But, yeah, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Do check out and give Terror Nerd Gear a shot. Check them out.
Yeah.
You heard the ad at the beginning with the Zisu. And, yeah, do check out www.terrornerdgear.com. For t-shirts and whatever the other stuff was. I can't remember. Comic coasters, prints,
everything.
Yeah, everything. you got to get you one of those pop collector shirts as well as one of the Nerd Club ones. So
yeah, no doubt.
All right, Terror Nerd Gear, thank you so much for sponsoring the show. And I am out of here. I'll talk to you guys next episode.
Yep. Have fun, be safe, and stay up to the challenge.
I forever blow in bubble.